The meditation this week is a companion to Memory Lesson 6 that you'll find by clicking on the head to the left of this particular page. The idea is to help you create new neural pathways by exercising your memory about positive experiences long ago. This particular meditation will focus on your experiences when you were 12 years old. So go back in time. Go back to when you were 12 years old. Remember now the house you were living in when you were 12 years old. Was the house a single-story or multi-story house? What was the color on the outside? What did you see when you opened up the front door of the house? How did the house smell? Remember your bedroom now. Where's your bed? Where did you like to be in your bedroom when you were there? What did you like to do in your bedroom when you were there? Remember now all the other rooms of the house. Were there other bedrooms? Remember them now. Did you have a living room? Remember it now. Where did you like to sit when you were in the living room? Did you have a favorite spot? A spot that was yours? Remember what it was like to eat meals at home. Did the family usually eat meals together? Or did you wing it one by one? What was that like when you were 12 years old? Remember the kitchen of the house you lived in when you were 12 years old. Are you at all getting frustrated with being unable to remember some of the details I'm asking you about? No worry here. The whole point is to create images in your mind. Positive, pleasurable images. And in so doing, new neural pathways are being created. If you find yourself bucking up against a block, you just can't remember the answer, no sweat. Just create an image, a pleasurable image, and that will do the trick quite nicely. Thank you very much. When you were 12 years old, what games did you most love to play? Did you have a favorite game? If so, what was it? What did you love to do for fun when you could choose, when it didn't have to be a family decision? What did you love to do? Did you have family chores to do? If so, what were they? When you were 12 years old, did you receive an allowance every week or every month? If so, how much was it? Did you spend your allowance or did you put it in the bank and save it? What was school like for you when you were 12 years old? What was your best subject? Where were you attending school when you were 12 years old? What was the name of the school? Remember the school now. Remember the details. The front door, the buses, the hallways, the teachers, your teacher, your classroom, the lunchroom, the principal, the playground. What did you love to do during recess? How did you like to spend your time when you had free time during school? Did you ever get into any fights when you were 12 years old at school or on the playground? What was special about what kids wore when they were 12 years old? Where did you get your hair cut? Or did you just let it grow when you were 12 years old? Did you have any crushes when you were 12 years old? If so, on who? Did you have any pets when you were 12 years old? Who were they? What were they? And what were their names? Did you go to church when you were 12 years old? If so, where? How often? See the church now if you went there. Who was your best friend when you were 12 years old? Or did you have a best friend? Who did the cooking around your house when you were 12 years old? Was it you or someone else? What were your favorite foods to eat? What was Christmas like when you were 12 years old? What did you look like when you were 12 years old? When you were 12 years old, what did you think would happen to you as you became an adult? When you were 12 years old, what did you want to do for work when you became an adult? Or did you even think about that? What were your favorite shoes when you were 12 years old? What's the most exciting thing that happened to you all year long when you were 12 years old? Did you have any favorite songs or music when you were 12 years old? If so, what was it? What is it that you most loved to do when you were 12? Were there sports that you loved when you were 12? What were they? What were your dreams when you were 12? Some of the questions I have asked you would have puzzled you. You probably drew a big blank. This particular meditation is useful to listen to more than once. The idea is, when you hear the question, generate a positive answer, an image, a thought, a feeling. When you do that, you are creating new neural pathways. You are literally recreating the cellular communication between your mind and your body. Remember, it's not important whether the memories are accurate or not. What's important is to exercise the visualizations of these experiences. It's as good as getting 4 hours of exercise. Have fun thinking about when it was like when you were 12 years old. Some of those memories are certainly fresh and vivid. Others are very distant. We tend to have more difficulty remembering events when there's stress or trauma or difficulty associated with the question. Allow yourself to blow out any disquietude or discomfort or lousy memories that might be prompted by any of these questions, and simply go to the positive, to the pleasurable, to the experiences that gave you energy and joy and exhilaration for being alive. That, you see, is what creates a balance of hormones. That is what results in a reduction of the symptoms of Parkinson's. This place of serenity, this place of safety, this place of no fear, is the place where your body is centered and the communication between your mind and your muscles is precisely what it needs to be. Welcome back to a place of harmony, stability, centeredness, and safety. Enjoy this week remembering what it was like when you were 12 years old. This is Robert Rogers. It's been a true joy. Parkinson's Recovery.